This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. The family of a man who was shot and killed by Pueblo Sheriff's deputies last year has filed a lawsuit against the county. Richard Ward was unarmed when deputies pulled him from the back seat of his mother's car in front of a middle school. The family's attorney is Daryl Kilmer.
It's really difficult to tell what they were afraid of that day. Richard had done nothing to make them fearful. He was unarmed. He didn't threaten them in any way.
The two deputies involved were cleared of wrongdoing and told investigators that Ward tried to reach for their guns, though body camera footage of the incident was unclear. The Pueblo Sheriff's Office did not comment on the lawsuit. Boulder High School will resume classes tomorrow after a threat closed its campus today. Boulder police put the school on lockdown and later evacuated students and staff, but found no evidence of a suspect on site. Police Chief Maris Harold says a call came in around 8:30 this morning from a man who claimed he had guns and was ready to enter the school.
I have listened to this 911 call. It is very scary. In the background, you can actually hear shots being fired.
From Durango to Aspen to Fort Morgan, schools in at least a dozen other districts also went on to temporary lockdowns after receiving similar threats. But no injuries or evidence of violence have been confirmed. And you're listening to CPR News. Right now in Denver, it's 5 degrees. Craig, 2. Ouray, 22. It's 7:06.